AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Coming to you live from Revolt Studios in the ATL is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Shot Jones, and Big Homie Kodak. And it's time for the one and only Big Facts Friday. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Don't be ad libbing.
You see me ad libbing?
You want to do it?
I can't.
You gonna do it next week. That's what you gonna do.
I got it. I got it next week. You say the same stuff.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
Everybody good? That's good. Everybody smiling. Kodak already drunk, so y'all excuse him in advance for his.
I'm finna get drunk because somebody got a baby bottle.
I'm finna hit.
Yeah. Actually, one cup left.
You good, baby? You always fresh, but you're fresher today, man.
Fresh? Oh, this straight out of Detroit.
Okay.
How you pronounce it?
Creme.
I think it's Rogério.
Creme de la creme, Rogério.
Huh?
Rogério.
Oh, Rogério.
Yeah, nah, they lit out of Detroit.
Shouts out. Come send some more boxes.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Yeah.
What's up, though, Jay? What we doing today?
Rogério.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the word of the day brought to our good brother Bank, and I'm going to give him his appreciation give later in the back.
Line me up.
This is all underlying.
The word of the day is idolatry, and idolatry is extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone. And reverence is a deep respect for something or someone. And a possible example is worshiping an idol or a person other than God.
Hmm? So you said idolatry is when somebody...
Well, you have...
Idolize somebody.
Idolize somebody. Higher than God, or are you just saying in general? Like,
no, idolize somebody. Because, you know, technically to most people, God is supposed to be the highest almighty. So when you put somebody on a pedestal and idolize them as much as you would idolize this said God person, then technically that is idolatry.
Okay. So what's some examples of, I guess, some people that people idolize?
Fans? Obviously.
Yeah, fans, people athletes.
Like Nicki Minaj John Lennon. Fans, Beyonce fans.
John Lennon.
John Lennon has
the Beatles, yes.
Niggas yeah. really yeah. idolatrized.
Cardi B yeah. got them.
Yeah.
Like, all these big pop stars, rap stars, they all have fans that are just crazy. Like, they dedicate their whole life to them.
Well, sometimes people just... In your own life too. I mean,
your parents.
You should idolize your parents.
So speaking of that, parents and idolizing, that brings me to my sub word mm-hmm. of this discussion, which is the Oedipus complex. Mm-hmm. And
break that down for people who don't know.
Okay, so for those of you guys who don't know, the Oedipus complex is the textbook definition is the obsessive attachment of a child to the parent of an opposite sex, while showing envious and aggressive behavior towards the parent of the same sex. So just to break it down even further in layman's terms, I know y'all have probably seen this maybe in person or like in like a movie or some shit where like the daughter, matter of fact, Eve's Bayou, has everybody seen Eve's Bayou? You remember how the oldest girl was like this with her father, and it was like it was so they were so close until it was weird, like mm-hmm. not trying to be on no weird shit, but it was like, damn, you would think like they were fucking, like they had some shit going on with them, like, but she was so angry with her mother, it was almost kind of like she hated her mother because she wanted her father type shit. And that's like what happens like with the Oedipus complex or whatever, and it happens a lot with, like, the male child, too, because the male child is so close and involved with the mother. Just, like, shout out to Spiritual Word. They had a post the other day where they were showing, like, text message threads, and in the threads, the guy was going back and forth with this girl that he had just started dating, and he asked her something, and she told him, like, he was being ridiculous or some shit, and he was like, fuck you, bitch, I don't need any of you hoes as long as I got my mama. Like,
yeah, remember that.
Like, yeah, it's like some crazy shit. So, like, I don't know if y'all have ever personally experienced or seen it, but that's, like, my prime example of idolatry, like, when the Oedipus complex sets in.
So I guess in the conversation is, like, when is idolatry okay, but when is it not okay? Like...
What do you mean?
Say, for instance, like, you look up to... athlete, a rapper, or whatever the case is, it can be cool. But if you're trying to model yourself after them and let's say they go another path or do some bullshit, like people be saying they're not role models, right? So like, don't make me a role model. I ain't perfect. But this person idolizes this person. So whether they're doing good, they're trying to do good like them, or whether they're doing some messed up stuff, they're trying to do some messed up stuff like that. That's when idolatry can go bad, right? When you're idolizing and trying to model yourself after somebody that's leading you down a bad path, then the idolatry is bad.
But I feel like in order for, and this is just my personal opinion, in order for somebody to idolatrize somebody, mm-hmm. they have to have some sort of either insecurity or social disconnect that will allow them to not want to be themselves and to model their entire life after another person.
Other than kids.
Yeah.
Because kids are impressionable. Kids are impressionable. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Kids haven't developed. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Give them a pass.
You can give them a pass. But
people that try to permanently emulate another person,
mm-hmm.
that's like a problem for me.
There have been some people that go as far as getting plastic surgery to look like some of these people. Yeah, like Kim Kardashian is one of the people that are like, they getting surgery to look like her. So it goes beyond trying to be a fan of somebody. You want to be actually be this person.
Yeah, and that's something is not clicking upstairs.
Yeah. So for our audience, or for the audience,
How close is, and it might be a thin line, how close is idolatry to just dick riding?
Right there.
It's right there?
Right there.
All the time?
Right there.
All the time, though.
I feel like idolatry and dick riding are two different things.
Yeah, it is.
Because when you're dick riding, you're just like, trying to get close to this person and you want to get this person props. Idolatry means you want to assume this person's identity.
If somebody if somebody cut their hair like Bank, got gold teeth, dressed like Bank, talk like Bank, used all his lingo, that's idolatry. But it's also dick riding. It's dick riding. Yeah. Like, bro, get off my dick.
I thought idolatry was just
It's celebrity worship. Facts.
That's what we gonna put it at, though.
Yeah.
That's what we gonna put it at, because that's what we gonna look at.
That's what I'm saying.
It's idolatry.
We can't count on this nigga, bro.
I was just gonna say, idolatry is just like the admiration for somebody. You don't necessarily want to have to be somebody type.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
No, the key word in idolatry is extreme, though.
Extreme.
Yeah, but extreme admiration. Like, for example, it's a lot of people that, like, have extreme admiration for Obama. People are not trying to be Obama, but if they do, they love this man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Yeah, that's different, though. That's why I was being quiet, because it's like, it's two different things. Idolatry could emulate dick riding.
Exactly.
True. But I could idolize a person in a way that makes me a better person, too.
Yeah, exactly. Respect. That's what I'm saying. In a respectable way, where it's like,
you don't think so?
Man, I'm finna get on my shit like so-and-so. I'm finna get on my shit. They be doing this, they be doing that. I'm finna get on my shit.
But that's admiration.
Admiration.
Admiration. Yeah, but it's still,
it's the same family again.
But that's not extreme, though. If you're just saying, this person is inspiring me to want to do more for myself, I'm saying that's like...
What's admiration? What is admiration?
We ain't got no phone.
That's just... Just to admire.
Come on, iPad man.
It's kind of like to be very fond.
Just look like I'm trying to look smart with an iPad. Shit did. I even tried it for 2 weeks.
It's like being very fond of somebody, admiration.
Yeah,
but idolizing is like you look up to, it's kind of like.
But people do that, for example, if you have like a celebrity that comes from your neighborhood and you want to do the same shit that they're doing, and then this person then put a blueprint out there like, I didn't went to this school, I didn't did this,
but I
didn't did this.
I don't want to be you, though.
I don't want to be you, but that's I want to be where right you there. Are.
That's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
difference.
Don't say you have to be somebody. Idolatry don't say I want to be this person. I just have admiration.
That's what I said. I
respect.
Feel like y'all just added it.
Yeah, y'all
even Jay just added
it. It
said extreme admiration, love, or reverence of someone or something.
That's different.
Deep respect.
Or worshiping an idol or person other than God.
That is extreme.
What is it? I ain't see that part.
Yeah, it just say worshiping. That don't mean I want to be that person.
If you worship somebody,
that's but I'm just saying. Worshiping a nigga, that means you goddamn, you'll kill yourself about that nigga.
You're right. That's a cult.
Kill worship that nigga.
That's a cult.
Worship is different.
It's people that sit there.
Worship is a different word.
People that sit there and go by worshiping Beyonce. Niggas ain't trying to kill themselves over Beyonce.
I think it's some people that
when Michael Jackson died,
about
niggas
Beyonce.
Did kill themselves over Michael.
You don't think you're supposed to worship no other person?
You're not supposed to do that. No,
I don't know. But that's people do.
People that's worship their parents.
I want to say worship.
The fucking Oedipus people worship their parents.
Who?
Okay, worship is like on your knees. Worship.
Yeah, God.
You know what I'm saying? Like praying to the person.
Yeah.
All you believe
that's
in
I'm
is the person.
Of. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I hope that ain't going on, but it probably is. It probably is going on.
Yeah.
That's an extreme worship.
I have extreme admiration. What's admiration first?
Like, fond of.
Admiration.
I have extreme admiration for my wife.
Yeah, right? You're supposed
that's
to.
That's healthy.
Yeah, so, but I don't worship her.
No, that's not
but
healthy.
Extreme admiration in a marriage is a key component of longevity.
So, but I'm saying I don't want to be her neither.
We never said you wanted to be her.
But that's what y'all said. The idolatry is.
The what?
That's what y'all was just saying.
That boy Iguodala.
Iguodala. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But see,
I don't
like,
know if y'all got the word right, man.
I feel like...
It's y'all can't be teaching a nigga, bro. Y'all don't know.
Bro, my nigga, you said the definition, my nigga.
I said the word. So you don't double check it?
Bro, I ain't think I...
I ain't seen nothing about worshiping God. But if you were doing the words, because the words is your job. If you were doing the words,
say less. You will never have to say that again.
I'm just saying. But at the end of the day, we don't get. Well, we'll talk about this.
Yeah, okay? It's cool.
Because I said the word last night.
Idols.
You did.
So right? Idol.
Yeah.
What
so if you.
So the idol.
I'm not gonna fucking do this with you today.
Is it okay to have? Okay.
So I can't take him and the grapes. We gotta cut one of them out.
Like. Breaking it down, is it okay to have an idol?
Yes.
Like a young kid might idolize LeBron James.
Yes. I think that is.
That's positive.
As long as it's a healthy, like,
when does it, that was my next question. When does it become not healthy and when do you get
when you start stalking this person, when you try to, like, figure out where this person is every goddamn day.
And what is that?
That's Eminem and Stan.
I was just about to say that. That is exactly what Stan is about.
What's the word
for it, though? What? A fucking weirdo?
That shit went too far.
What's the word?
Yeah, it's a weirdo.
What's the word?
The word is some shit that I can't think of right now.
He trying to say dick ride.
That's not
dick riding. Y'all making up shit.
Stan was riding is like Stan was idolizing.
Listen, that's what I'm saying.
He wasn't that. I feel like Stan was idolatrizing.
He wanted to actually be with that nigga.
Yeah. But I don't think that's dick riding.
He literally wanted to ride.
That man was obsessed. That's what he was.
Yeah.
Dick riding ass niggas are gonna ride all kind of. They're gonna ride.
Dick riding is a low fat version of idolizing.
Dick riding is going with the fat. I think dick riding is like going with the fat.
You really don't like this person. Exactly.
But when you idolize somebody, you're stuck on this person.
Yes. Dick riders can ride any nigga.
So but he's dedicated to riding.
Dick riders fluctuate in idolizing fucking person. It's stuck on there, this one nigga.
What is
fake Drake, fake Khaled, and fake Dirt? What are they? Clones?
They're not trolling, they're trolling and getting their bag. They're trolling in movies all the time. Them niggas probably don't even want to be Drake. They saw the paper in that shit and they got to it. That's the first thing you'll say. They had the ponytail, the shoes, everything. You'll be like, get off my screen. But screen, you can pay for that. Kim Kardashian got a couple of clones out here that they paying.
She probably like, get off my dick.
No, they pay people for that. In movies, you have look-alikes and shit.
That's different. That's a movie.
That's a stunt.
I'm just saying. It's trolling. I don't think that's dick riding.
I don't think that's dick riding. You choosing to live another nigga's life.
No, you not. They still can't choose to live that life. If somebody
If each and every time we came to set, Kodak started to be a little more like you.
Yeah, he on my dick then. Because he know me, he my man. He my man. That's why. That's different. But if Kodak was somewhere else being...
A dick rider is somebody that you don't know.
Nah.
In most instances.
Jay, you've been wrong 4 times. I've been counting. 4 times, take a shot.
No, but in most cases, a dick rider, niggas get called dick riders because other people that are around them feel like you dick ride this nigga and you don't even know him. Am I right or wrong?
But giving a nigga, but these days, they call anything dick ride. Giving a nigga props to dick ride.
Yeah, they call me a dick rider all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't say what I'm saying is idolatry and dick ride to me is not the same.
They're two separate at all.
Not in the same family.
I feel like it to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a dick rider is a person that just, like she said, he chasing the fad.
Yeah.
Idolatry.
Urban of dick riding, please three.
I feel like somebody that's idolizing a person. You just idolizing that person.
Yeah, you stuck on this one.
Now, if you see a nigga trying to be 4 or 5 different niggas, he's a dick rider.
You can idolize more than one person, though.
But a real idolizer doesn't have time to focus on anything else.
I don't know. That's why I'm kind of quiet on this subject, because I don't know. But I feel like, if a person is idolizing a person, they want to be that person. If a nigga is dick riding, he want to be whatever popping.
Okay. Yes.
I can go for that.
Definitely.
I feel like he may be a dedicated dick rider. He just may have this one person that he want to dick ride.
Like,
I'm really so much of a fan of this person. This is who I want to model my life after.
You got that three?
Yeah.
What is it?
Dick riding is when someone person, other person, interest to get noticed, to get approved.
To get noticed.
Approval.
Got
approval,
that's different.
Approval from that person.
Approval, I got you.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, yeah. The person that idolizes somebody you might not isn't ever, necessarily trying to
meet you or nothing. Yeah, I just might not be you.
Yeah, you might not ever meet that person, right? That's
I'm
real.
I'm stuck on you, like, for the rest of my life.
Like dick riders don't even like you, just want to be around you to get the clout off of you.
Yes,
and
yes,
you know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yes.
Just to be a like, they don't like but such to want to use your bring. Face and
a
use your life.
That idolizes you is probably too nervous to even be in your presence, but they just wanna be every aspect of your life. But
I look at like when you think talk yeah. about idolatry, like say for athletes, for example, right? It's probably a dude in high
Why
school.
Why the hell y'all are so crazy?
tattoo oil. So it's somebody in high school right now that probably look up to LeBron James. That probably wear that nigga number. He probably studied all this nigga moves.
That's but, not dick riding.
Yeah, I don't think that's dick riding.
That's not
he,
dick
that's,
he,
that's what they gonna say in the hood, though.
So y'all say so you feel like
Kobe would
dick ride Joy?
No.
That's what hood
Keep
niggas
real.
Are saying.
That's
Kobe
what hood niggas are
saying.
That's what hood niggas are saying, bro. Get off, bro, dick. I'm just giving you...
Scream on one today.
Somebody would say that.
The mentality in the hood is... You can say, damn, I like his shoe, man. Get off his dick.
That's his opinion.
He was talking like Joy, walking like Joy. Like, he was doing the whole Joy.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Joy embraced him, though, right?
The proper thing is he idolized him. That's the proper definition. That's what it was. You're right. But in the hood, he on his dick. You know that's the truth. Y'all know that's the truth. I'm not saying it's right. Y'all just know it's the truth.
But even in the hood, certain shit don't.
It's the truth.
Like, I mean, the hood is toxic. Why don't we just say anything?
Yeah,
you say somebody look good and you on their dick. Like anything.
That's what
that
I'm
don't
saying,
even matter.
But they not playing.
What?
They not playing. In the hood, if you give anybody any type of endearment, you on their dick. You know
so
that shit
the
true.
The hood breed natural born haters.
Yes.
For sure. The hood breed natural born haters.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Let's just say that.
The biggest of them.
Yes. Hell yeah.
So we just hating on each other.
That's why motherfuckers stuck in the hood. Hey. A bunch of niggas hating on each other.
That's what it is.
You got some new shoes. Dick riding ass nigga.
Yeah. Like, bro, I like them motherfuckers. Bro, niggas, that's all of that nigga dick, man.
About his shoes.
Because I just said his shoes were nice.
Yeah.
So
you all up in the studio with bro doing, even though this nigga could take you up out of here, you all in the studio with bro riding his dick and shit, and we over here, man, what you doing? That's how they think. I'm
Come
not
over
saying
here and be
this.
Broke with us.
Come over here and be broke and fucked up with us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep it Stop. Real. Don't get no money, fool.
Yeah, keep it real. What you doing trying to be somebody?
You damn dummy.
Because you want to be somebody. Keep it dick real. Rider.
The nerve. The audacity.
But I feel like you know when a nigga pulling.
Yeah, you definitely.
You know when a nigga pulling that, yanking that motherfucker.
Pulling and propping is two different things.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises? Or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
So that's a clear example of Michael Jordan and
COVID.
Idolatry, right? Like, not no funny jokes and shit. Like,
yeah.
That's what that is.
God damn, example, excuse me, my nigga.
Whoever, I don't know, Beyonce and Chloe? I don't know.
I guess you could say that. That's a good one.
My idol, and I got to do work with my idol, did business with her, and I idolized her.
What about Kanye and Jay?
Kanye and who?
Jay.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, because Kanye spoke how, he really, really talked about how much he loved Jay-Z.
That was some big brother shit.
But niggas in the middle say he's a dick rider.
I ain't never heard nobody call Kanye a dick rider.
Yeah, nah. He pulling out too much of his own shit.
He's on man now.
Yeah, he pulling out too much. He set too many trends to be a dick rider.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when he went around Jay-Z and them, even though I idolize you, I'm still helping you.
My own nigga.
I'm still breaking down barriers with my ideas with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see, like, we seen different documentaries and with Jay, we're like, man, this nigga's a genius. Like,
yeah.
So Kanye, he brings something to the table that I can't be on your dick when I know what to do.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, if a nigga gives you props, it's impossible for you to be on his dick.
Yeah.
If he acknowledges and respects your point of view and whatever it is that you are bringing to the table, that's not dick. That's
so Kanye
not
had a deep dick. Reverence for Jay-Z, but he came in with his own shit.
Ding-a-ling.
It's the wrong word, Jay.
Oh. Pause.
Idolatry.
So look, I want to talk more about this Oedipus complex, though, because this is like a this is like a big thing, especially like recently, like on Instagram and Twitter. So what do you, like, how do y'all feel about that? And do y'all know anybody that acts like that? Because I know I do.
Explain it to me.
I think that's, it naturally happens, though. I think naturally, you know, a woman, a girl gravitates towards their father. It's a certain love they can get from their father that you can't get from the same.
Yeah, I sex. Love my daddy too, but I'm not like
in love with him.
In love with him. That's some weirdo shit. Yeah. Like,
but who are we to say? We don't know. I mean, everybody expresses they love different.
Then what is it when they say, like, for a little girl, her first love should be her man. I mean, should be her dad. The first love from a man should be her dad.
For sure.
And her dad should teach her, like, you know, how a man's supposed to love you. So the woman, the little girl first person she's in love with is normally her dad. Because the dad normally is the person that shows her and how to mold the type of man she should have. So what is that? Is that the complex you're talking about?
Women can say, I never really grasped the whole concept of love versus in love. So y'all have to talk. I don't get
it. Love is love. So when you love somebody, that means that you care for them. Okay, so here's the thing with love and being in love. So when you love somebody, it's like, that means that you care for them. That means that you want to see the best for them. That means that, you know, like 9 times out of 10, you're probably not going to do anything to cross them or harm them. But when you're in love with somebody, that's when those intense emotions come in. And when you're in love with somebody, that's when it opens the door for those in love feelings to turn to envy and hate, depending on which direction the relationship goes.
But you just said a whole bunch of that, bro. You just said a whole bunch of that.
Okay, well, you explain.
I don't know, but that wasn't it.
So you can be in love with a family member, or like, I thought in love was relationships.
Yeah, in love sounds.
That's
like
what I'm saying. Most primarily, in love has to do with relationships and people that you're romantically involved in, and that's why it can go left.
But in love can't be with your parents. It should. It shouldn't.
It shouldn't be.
That's why I say I never understood love.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody. Yeah. No,
love is, to me, I don't.
I
and it's
me,
a different type of love
say,
for
me. I'm going to just say, like, I don't know if it's proper or not, but for me, I am in the highest love I could ever be with my mom and my daughter.
So however you want to put that, wherever
you
that
created
fall on
your daughter, so you're supposed exactly. to be in so love with her.
I'm in love with my daughter. Anything that goes on, I'm completely tied in.
I feel like we just using the word in love. I feel like in love comes with intimacy. I feel like unconditional love is what you're saying.
Yeah,
you
well, however the highest love, whatever the highest love,
unconditional love for your parents and for your mother and your daughter. I can get that. I feel like to be in love, you have to be intimate.
We just said that like 5 minutes ago.
That's what they just said, and you said some bullshit.
I just can't understand what Jade
said. But she just
saying.
Said it, and you said it was some bullshit.
I don't really. I just be blocking Jade out. Oh, so okay. It sounded like some bullshit.
No, but that's exactly what she just said.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
My bad.
You probably gonna be home.
Yeah, you gotta be intimate to be in love. To me,
that's what I.
And that's why it's so easy for
what y'all
the
think?
In love shit to go left.
I don't see people say I'm so in love.
No cheating if that was the case.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No cheating if that was the case.
There'll
you
be no.
To be intimate to be in love.
What you mean? Yeah. What you mean by that? Where the mic at? Give her the mic.
I like that. Say it again.
You're the mic.
I feel like you're gonna have to be. There will be no cheating if that was the case. People cheat too much. Is everybody in love every time they cheat? I mean,
no,
you gotta think
you
about
don't
that.
Yeah,
no. Oh, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. You're saying, but just because you being intimate don't mean you're gonna be in love with a person. I feel like to be in love, you have to be intimate.
But I mean,
you but can, every but, time you was intimate, was you in love?
No, but you can
no,
love.
No.
But you
but,
can cheat and still love.
But I ain't never been in love with a motherfucker I wasn't intimate with either.
I feel you because I would have to give a fuck about you in order to be intimate with you.
Yeah.
Are we saying the same thing or two different things?
No, y'all in the same.
No, they all she in the
said,
same
so
thing.
You,
but
that, now she said a fuck is just a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's still intimate.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but I ain't in love with everybody. Fuck.
Right.
That's what she's saying.
That's what she's
and
saying.
And you said that to
but
be
I,
in love.
In order to be in love, I'ma have to.
You gonna have to fuck
have
in order to know whether or not
yeah,
you're
in love.
Yeah. And that's where that's what I was saying, makes it so easy for the in love shit to go left, because when you're intimate and when you're involved and when you're romantically doing stuff with a person and they do something that you feel like violates you, that love can turn to hate like that. But when you love somebody and it's generally not intimate or whatever, then you are able to work through your disagreements without it turning into some negative shit that would make you want to harm them.
That's why I just never... Because don't people say they in love with their puppies and shit?
Yeah.
So I don't get it. That's what I'm saying. I never... Love is love.
You wanna, but you know the difference between that love and this love.
You just hate dogs.
No, no, just leaving it out of that, I'm just saying, I have somebody... I'm so in love with my puppy. Like, I would think they not being intimate with them.
That's true.
But they be letting them dogs lick them in the mouth and shit. That nasty ass shit.
That ain't... Okay, do you feel like...
The truth. That's what I'm saying. I'm so in love... Some people say I'm so in love with my car.
That's true. Do you feel like a person can love you too much?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Idolatry.
So is that when they love you too much, is that them being in love with you?
I think
that's them being obsessively in love with you.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Obsessively.
Obsessively.
Yeah, you know.
Obsessively.
That would them be obsessed with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What y'all think?
No, I agree. I just think with somebody too much in love with somebody else or something else, then
it's unhealthy.
Yeah, it's not a love for theyself.
Yeah.
You got to have a balance.
It's okay to love hard,
like they say. That shit is cool, but don't love somebody else to the point where you ain't loving
yourself. Where you neglect yourself.
Yeah. Do you feel like when a person is in love with you, that they love you more than they love themselves?
I don't understand in love. I can't answer that.
Jay,
say that again.
Do you feel like when a person is in love with you, that they love you more than they love themselves?
Yes.
Is that ever a good scenario, though, to love somebody more than you love yourself?
No.
Like, what if your kid, if they hold you to the highest regard?
Though.
I'm talking about, like, what if between a parent and a child?
A kid.
You can't say a parent and a child, because a parent... created the child.
Right.
So it's like there's no limitation to the love there, because like I made you, and you know what I'm saying, like, but when you come to like relationships and all that other shit, it's like it's a thin line.
So it depends on where that person hold you at, though. If you know this person hold you to the highest regard, higher than you even hold yourself, it's like, shit, you helped me love me through you.
Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is that's if you're the other person, but if I love you more than you love yourself, then that's a positive thing, because like beautiful things can come from that, because I'm gonna try to help you learn how to love as best as I can. But if I love you more than I love me, then that is not okay.
But wouldn't that be, with that same example, wouldn't that be the other person?
What do you mean?
Like, you just said that when a person that says I love you, right? I love you more than you love yourself, right? That's a good thing, because I love you more than you love yourself. But for the other person, on the flip end, they're like, you love me more than I love myself.
And that makes me love myself more.
Yeah.
No, that's
some people could
say.
Be like that, though.
That's what I'm saying. Me loving you more than you love yourself is a beautiful thing, because I'm going to, if nothing, only positive shit can come from that if it doesn't go too far. But me loving you more than I love me, like, that's like, I'm taking away from me to love you more, and that's not a positive thing.
How does that relate to somebody saying I'll die for you? I'm just curious.
See,
that's the same thing.
That's the same thing. Yeah, because it's like, I love you more than I love myself.
Exactly.
Because I'll jump in this bullet.
Because if there's nobody in the world that you love, that you'll sacrifice your life for, it's like, you ain't human.
You're not living. It's like you ain't really in love.
Like,
right.
Ain't no way in the fuck I'm finna see something happen to a few people in my life before I not let it happen to me first. We about to wreck. We spinning around on the expressway. I'm taking my seatbelt off to grab her.
Yeah.
To get in front of, before she hit her head on the windshield or shit. I'd rather hit mine.
Right.
Not
right.
saying that I love you more, but I can't see it happen to you when I can avoid it by letting
when
it happen to me.
It's something that I can do, but like, to intervene.
That, in that same instant, you do love that person more than yourself at that time.
Yes.
Because...
So but that come with being a protector.
Or maybe
and
he feel like he'd
shit.
Be able to take it better. I know. Exactly.
That's what that comes with. That comes with that. Like, so in order to be really in love with somebody you and be a real protector, you have to love them more than you love yourself. You have
but
to.
But is that generally something that only a man can do?
No.
Women do that shit all the time, though.
No, but I'm saying since men are the natural protectors and are technically supposed to be the protectors and all of that.
In that scenario, probably, but a different scenario, the woman might be better equipped to handle whatever the situation is that come with it.
But that's just like you in a car, like if you had a little sister or something, it's just put it in the same way. Like you had a little sister and you jump, I mean, you do exactly what he said for your little sister. So it's the same
thing. Yeah, for sure.
Nah, but women do it all the time for men, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When they, especially, it's like, same we was talking about a few episodes ago. If they, if you make her look bad and she make an excuse for you or she take up for you.
Yeah.
It ain't that she loving you more. It's like she love your image more than she give a fuck about how she's looking.
Hers, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So that's the same thing, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if that's what most wives do for their husband.
Exactly. The motherfucker telling the underground truth, this nigga's a piece of shit. You be like, not really. And you know he a piece of shit. What are you saying?
He may be a piece of shit, but not a piece of shit to me.
Nah.
My piece of shit.
What we saying?
That's the thing. My piece of shit. That's what we were saying. This is my piece of shit.
And my little shit.
Right.
Kodak. Nah, but I feel like to even be in the type of relationship that deep, you have to love a person more than you love yourself.
To an extent.
Does that come with
to
like,
a certain extent, you really have extent, to.
Yeah.
Does that come with like marriage? So when you decide to marry somebody, it's like both of y'all telling each other, like, if the time comes, I love you more than I love myself because I'm gonna protect you.
It can happen before
everywhere.
Marriage.
You said what?
It can happen before.
But that's in the vows, though, right?
To death do us well.
Through sickness and hell.
But shit, if y'all gonna part at death, then y'all don't give a fuck about each other.
What?
This nigga here.
No, it was a joke. Just chill out.
What you say?
No, he said in the vow, it's till death do us part is in the vows. And I was like, if y'all are gonna part at death, then fuck it. Just come on.
Where we going with that, Shreve?
I don't know.
Where we going with that, Jay?
We going.
I feel like you have to love certain people.
Oh,
more
what Scream
you
was saying.
Yourself.
I'm sorry. What Scream was saying about can you get to that point of love before marriage?
I think so.
I feel so too.
I think
so too.
Marriage ain't nothing but
paperwork.
Ceremony. Yeah.
So do you feel like you already at that love once you decide to marry somebody?
Well, you probably would hope but some people aren't.
Yeah.
A lot of people ain't.
That's a good point.
A lot of people ain't.
You cannot marry somebody and still love them. More than motherfuckers.
She was saying you can marry somebody and still not be at that level of love that you have
facts.
For other people.
Sure. There's a lot of people out here that are married that don't really fuck with
got
each
it.
Other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a bucket list thing for some people. Just that's a whole nother episode.
Love is on the bucket list?
No, marriage.
Marriage. Like
it's just one of those things to just cross
I gotta
out.
Have a wedding. You know what I'm saying?
That's most girls though.
I'm
most
saying it's
men,
on their bucket list. It ain't. That's why sometimes I'm not blaming it on the girls, but sometimes it don't work out because
and
it's
not
a thing.
Because it's forced.
Right. It's a thing they want to experience rather than a thing they want to commit to.
Interesting perspective.
Yeah. Another episode.
Yeah. Idolatry. That's a good word though.
So being transparent to our audience, is there who do it's people y'all idolize?
Idolize?
Yeah. Not dick ride, but idolize.
I ain't never idolized.
Career wise.
You say you
idolize. I have people that I like, I have a few people that like I love to death.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, like when we talk about the love shit that I feel super strongly about and that mm-hmm. I want to protect and all of that shit. But as far as like idolizing a nigga,
So when you was little, you didn't look at, I don't know who the person was. You didn't look at a, it might not equate to you, but like a Janet Jackson or Oprah. I don't know anybody. Like, there's nobody that you ever idolized. Like,
I thought they were cool.
Right, but you didn't think about that.
It just seemed like a strong word.
But I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I felt like I appreciated what they were doing, and I appreciated, like, what she did, like, take Oprah, for instance. Like, I appreciated, like, what she did and how hard she worked to earn the money that she made to be able to make the moves that she was making and take care of her family and shit. But it wasn't a situation where, like, I was trying to
be Oprah,
emulate Oprah. Like,
yeah, I can say that. I've been inspired by men, but I ain't never idolized nothing. Not even none of my parents, but I've had extreme admiration for a lot of people. But
idolize just seemed like a heavy word.
Yeah, like if I just want to be you, I ain't never want to be
nobody. Jordan was a superhero. I don't know what that means, but I did think that nigga was like superhuman.
He was my favorite, but I don't want to play basketball.
Right. Yeah, I ain't want
to play basketball. You know what I'm saying? He was my favorite basketball nigga, but I don't want to be you. I don't want to talk like you. I don't want to be you.
I feel you on that.
I ain't met a nigga I want to be.
Yeah.
Dang.
I feel you on that.
I did. You. I love when you. When I was a kid, I ain't going to lie to y'all. I idolized Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu. I swore by them being my lesbian parents. I am Lauryn Hill's egg and Erykah Badu's body. Like, I swear to you. Like, I really, 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 like, everything that they did when I was a kid, I was so into. Like, even how I dressed, a lot of that. Like,
but ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
I really idolized Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
As a kid, you ain't no grown-ass lady trying to be no.
I met them, like, once I seen them, I was just like, okay, they dope. Like, that was a dope-ass experience, but I ain't on my phone looking for them now. But middle school, high school, yes, I was them.
That might be healthy at that age.
Be honest.
I don't know. I can't. Somebody whose journey
I did in mind is definitely after seeing the documentary that really opened me up to that shit, Kanye. For sure. Like, going from where he was back then, when he was growing up in Chicago, chasing that shit, to who he is now, that shit was inspirational.
Yeah. That's the key word. I think inspiration and the idol is different, I think.
Mm-hmm. But I think you have to have...
They're parallel, but they're different.
Yeah, because sometimes people can have an idolization. They can have idolatry for somebody just off the aesthetic. It's really surface level. Like, you just want to be them and be them. Just be them. You feel me? But, like, when somebody inspires you, that can also be idolatry. But you're inspired by their journey because you may have came from the same spot. You may see some of the same traits you have within them. And you say, damn, that's me. Like, I see their journey. So if they can do that shit, I can do that shit too. That could be a part of it. I think that's healthy. But if you just want to be somebody, get plastic surgery, look like them, walk like them, talk like them, you damn near like a clone.
Yeah, I agree.
So what would y'all say to somebody that, because this could be a reality, idolizes y'all? Like, everybody in here might have somebody that idolizes them. Whether it be a family member, a fan, or whatever the case is, what would y'all say to them?
I would say that I really appreciate the level of respect that you have for somebody to want to idolize them. But I would encourage them to my dick is full. But I would encourage them to take whatever bits and pieces of me that led them to that inspiration and incorporate that into themselves so that they could be their own person with my little bits and pieces.
Be the best version of themselves.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I feel like if a nigga get any type of, have any type of admiration or get any type of, what you call it?
Inspiration
from me. They already know, like, I ain't the nigga to idolize. I'm just a nigga I can learn from and pick up shit from.
And relate to.
Because this nigga ain't got it out. He ain't got it figured out either. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you watching me, watching my journey, follow me, you know, like, I can mimic that a nigga can try to change. Mm. Nigga can try to be something different. Mm. So you can't idolize somebody that ain't even fully
all the way together.
Tapped all the way in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
So you'll be a damn fool to idolize me because I'm still trying to figure this shit out.
But we appreciate.
I hope that me wanting to figure it out, me showing y'all that I can do certain things or sit here and be on TV or lose weight or whatever. Yeah, I hope you get inspired by that. But just know, that's just the first level of
the
this
tip
shit.
Of the iceberg.
Yeah, I'm still trying to slice through all that shit, mental shit, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Basically telling them you human. Like, for sure. You might see me like this, but shit, I'm human too. I'm figuring it out.
Get offline. I got the same problems as y'all.
Yeah.
I still have the capacity to fuck up, but it's just I'm at a point and a place now in my life to where I'm able to manage those fuck ups a little bit better.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, if you idolize a Kodak, you got problems. So shy. No, I'll just talk.
For me, I don't know. I think I'll just tell everybody I'm flawed as fuck and I put my pants one leg at a time like everybody else do. And I ain't the one to really just look up to. If you have anything you want to ask, I'm pretty easy as hell.
Yeah.
So, like, you could talk to me. I'll tell you how I got to where I am. You know what I'm saying? I'll help you, walk you, all that shit. I'm just flawed like everybody else.
Friends.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, go ahead, and I'll say what I
got to
say.
I was going to say, I feel like when people look at idolatry, they try to think, okay, I got to copy these steps. Like, I got to go to school. I got to work here. I got to work there. But I feel like with me, it's like, if you want to do the shit that I did, you can't follow what I did exactly because we all have different resources. You may not have the same resources that I have. And so if you do the exact same thing that I did, it might not work out for you. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the thing... If you are somebody who's been watching what I've been doing from day one, shit, just don't stop. That's what, like, whatever you're gonna do, just don't quit. Cause people get discouraged. Like, I had a bunch of failures, but the things that made me fail got me here. And I probably wouldn't be the same person if I didn't get kicked off the football team, if I didn't get fired from my first radio job, if I didn't get fired from TMZ. All that shit was important to get me here.
Bro. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you why.
But it's kind of like if you stop working, you stop working, you know what's gonna happen.
This shit fucked up.
If you stop working, you know what's gonna happen. So that's really what happened in that situation. Like, asked me to do a bunch of shit I didn't agree with, so I just stopped going. So eventually I got a call saying, we're going
to
let you go.
They tried to get you to go in that back room.
He went.
I thought he was bullying her.
But, that's the
truth, but, oh, hence the gloves.
All that shit really led me to get here. So if you are watching this shit that I do, like, you're going to have some fucked up days, maybe a fucked up week, maybe a fucked up month, but... You can't stop. You can't let the bad shit in life that happens to you discourage you.
So let me ask you this then.
What happened?
So did that backroom experience traumatize you?
Boo.
Tomato.
Nah,
or you can't talk about it?
Not on camera. Okay. Guess what? No,
what's wrong with y'all?
I feel like this though. You know, you got some niggas that can't, the position that we in, we have to give out certain information, even if we don't follow it all the way. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So you might hear me say some shit, it sound good, like I got it figured out. No, somebody else told me that. But I ain't, some of that shit, I don't be tapped in on it yet either.
Yeah.
I just know better, but sometimes I don't do better. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't want to sound, you know, feel like I'm contradicting myself when I say certain shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I can say all day, you supposed to do this or you supposed to do that. Then turn around, you see me online doing this shit like,
yeah.
Damn, this nigga just said on Big Fat, man, you don't supposed to do that. But shit, hey, that's let you know. I ain't the nigga to be idle.
You're the messenger.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm just giving the message like, yeah, this is what we supposed to be doing, but hey, man, I'm going to fuck up too.
I'm not saying that I'm doing it.
I'm saying I want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
It's a process.
But I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can start smoking weed for goddamn 2-3 months and then I want to smoke it. You get what I'm saying? So I ain't finna get on here and be like, weed is wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, hell yeah, that shit, how you thinking about it? I'm going to give you the pros and the cons of shit, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that I'm always going to follow the pros.
Yeah.
Because you're a con.
Artist.
Two times.
For real though, nah, you have to put that out there because people will look to you because you say certain shit and be like, even the preachers in the church.
And then they try to crucify you.
Even the preachers in the church is like, man, how this nigga saying this and he doing this?
Oh, God.
He just giving you the message that God's giving him to give you. Mm. That don't mean he ain't a whole fuck nigga when he take that robe off.
Fact.
Just because he know the way don't mean he going that way.
Mm. Right. Mm. He's just a messenger.
So that's why you don't supposed to worship people.
Right, exactly.
Because you can learn shit from anybody. You can learn shit from 3-year-old, like 4-year-old. Like my grandbaby might tell me, "Granddaddy, don't say that." And we be in public, I'm just cussing. Say a cuss word. She said, "Granddaddy, don't say that." But I'm taking it as like, damn, that is ignorant.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But I just learned something from a 4-year-old.
Right.
I'm looking at it as it's nothing. Saying it like I'm saying it low, but she heard me like, don't say that.
Yeah.
But that's a message coming from a little girl that probably came from God.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? So you can't look at a person and feel like, I can't learn from this person because of their mistakes.
Certain circumstances or whatever. Like, yeah.
That's why I take everything in and use it and see if it matches with my soul.
And decipher it, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I take in everything. I don't give a fuck who said it. I don't dismiss nobody conversation.
Right.
They say something to me, I take it in and see if it aligns with my soul. If right. it don't, I throw that shit out. If it do, I keep it.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's called discernment.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You gonna know, like, when what to reject and what not. Like, you'll be a damn fool to try to reject something that you felt. That's exactly. What we go wrong at. Somebody can say something to you and you know you feel it. But due to the person it is, you be like, hey, he don't know what the fuck he talking about. But bro, you just felt that. Mm-hmm. So you gonna dismiss how you feel because of who
because
said
of the
it?
Messenger?
Nah, right. You crazy.
But some people do that because they ain't even ready. You know what I'm saying? It's easier to do stuff or to be a certain way when you don't know. But if somebody tell you something and now you got to hold yourself accountable, people don't be wanting to do that.
No, it all depends on the level of respect you have for the person or how you take it in. Because Kodak can say something to Jay and Jay be like, I mean, I can say something to Jay and Jay be like, man, because she know I'm some bullshit. But Kodak said she can take it in as, okay, I go with that. Because Kodak really don't tell me shit. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Black always saying something. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I take it in different from what Screen said because I must be fucking up. Mm. But Bank gonna tell him I'm fucking up 24/7 because he want me to be perfect. Mm-hmm. But Screen pull me to the side and tell me this, it's like, Jay, check yourself. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
People gonna receive shit different from whoever it come from.
I see what you're saying.
Because I might be telling her, Jay, don't drink before you got down, come on the show. But then I'm drunk on the show. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, but Screen can tell that because he don't drink.
Damn, I think that come back, though, to that love for somebody else. Not more than yourself, but wanting more for them than you something. It come back to that.
Yes, that same shit with raising kids. It's like, you can tell them something because you don't want to see them do what you already done did. But they looking at like, it was okay for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
it
wasn't okay.
Right.
But I just done did it already.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm already tainted.
Yeah. Right. That's, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I'm saying.
Because I'm counting tips on there daily.
And I'm over here sober and jober.
Nah, but you know, I guess it's the same thing. Like if I'm a drink, I'd rather me look like a fool than her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be in the comment
that's
like.
Daddy complex.
I'd rather be in the comment, motherfucker, in the comment like, this nigga Bank stupid than me reading. It'd hurt me more reading it. They saying Jay stupid.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
That's real nigga shit, though. Like. Sense.
But then that goes back to what Screen said. Is that like loving somebody more than you love yourself? Like you rather you look crazy versus Jay looking crazy because you know what I'm saying?
It ain't even that. I can take it. It ain't me loving her more than I love myself. It's just I know how she gonna take it. I get on there and troll them nigga like, suck my dick. I go in the comments and troll with them. She's gonna take it personal. Mm-hmm. And not saying that her personally gonna take it. She may take it. I may feel like she's gonna take it personal.
Right. Yeah.
Or it may do something to her or traumatize her or something. Mm. So I don't wanna see that for her. Mm. But me, it's not gonna do shit for me. Because I know what my choices is. I know I might be over here stuttering with words or allegations is what I say the wrong shit. I don't give
Equal
a fuck.
Dollars right. And all that
this
kind
ain't
of
I didn't have dreams of being a podcaster.
Right.
So I can grow in these folks' face, in their eyes.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn they see me growing right before their eyes because this is something that I never thought I'd do. This is something God put on me.
Right.
It's a blessing. So I can't come in and motherfucking be goddamn Joe Rogan the first couple of years of this shit. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow myself to grow into the person that I need to be in this shit. If y'all don't like it, fuck you.
Hey, man, bless.
That's just what it is.
Yes.
Am I tripping?
Yes. No, you are not.
Yeah, like shit. So how did it go? But some people feel like they're supposed to get it immediately.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a podcaster now, I'm this, and they start to take things personal, especially women. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
We do. We're very emotional creatures by nature.
So if I'm saying, Jay, don't have a gun in your mouth, why you know what I'm saying? Because I know people reading the comment, they can't wait to bash women and bash people and bash us, bash Kodak black socks with his white shoes.
They was on that ass.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna do that. People gonna do that. But he don't give a fuck.
I'm gonna do it next episode, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm saying he don't give a fuck, but y'all may.
Yeah.
And I gotta deal, to me, I gotta deal with that seeing that you feel a way about. Right. Some shit that you shouldn't feel a way about.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like protection. I don't know a word. There's a better word for it. It's not like loving.
Protection is a good word.
That shit, overprotection.
Overprotection,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Because she may not give a fuck for real. Right. But I just may see some shit that I may feel like she should give a fuck about. Mm. And give a fuck about it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, overprotection. I like it.
That's like true. It. So the word is idolatry.
Yes.
And
the Oedipus complex.
Yeah. Oedipus complex. Yeah, I can't speak on that. I ain't never seen them. That is kind of weird, like when niggas be kissing their grown-ass kids in the mouth and shit on.
And like mamas and they, but a lot of, do you, okay, so.
But you can't tell how people household is raised, like.
That's what I say, everybody got different.
Yeah,
like,
but
I remember
you only kiss
a adult, like a man, a grown-ass man kissing his 20-year-old daughter in the mouth.
I
like,
I don't kiss my dad in the mouth.
Yeah, nah, I ain't doing that.
I ain't never kissed my daddy in no fucking mouth.
I kiss my mom in the lips.
I kiss my grandma on the cheeks, but
cheeks, lips.
I ain't them lips. That's different.
That's
I ain't personal. Put my lips on them, but my bitch. Like, I remember trying to goddamn hug my kid, drop him off at school, and they don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, hug me. You know what I'm saying? I know they want me to, but they don't want me to at the same time. You get what I'm saying? I don't know.
But I think that's where, like, a lot of, like, I think the guys catch it worse than the women when it comes to, like, the Oedipus shit, because that's where, like, the whole mama's boy, like, shit comes in, because it's like, you're still on your, you're still on your titty, on her titty, like, get off her titty, nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, but then that also causes a conflict within relationships.
But I don't care, though. My grandma, though, you got to get, you, God rest her soul, you had to get the pass from her. Like, I wouldn't be with this girl this long if my grandma didn't love her the way she did. Like, because you know, it's like, if I get sick, I got to go lay in my grandma's bed. I don't give a fuck how far we stay. Take me down to her house. Like, this is my medicine. I go lay in her bed, 6 hours, I'm back. I don't give a damn if I got the pneumonia. That shit go away. Like, so I guess I had some type of complex when it came down to my grandma, but.
Nah, but
I went kissing in the mouth.
It's some situations where like the mother is intertwined into every aspect of the son's relationship
because she feel like she know best,
and he feel like that's the only person I trust though.
Yeah, and she feel like she know what's best for him.
But what if that's all she has?
She do though.
But so though, you got some mama haters though.
Mama's
you
do haters.
With the I'm saying you got some mama haters.
But because that's what, the mama feel like she knows what's best, and so she be trying to look for the woman that she want him to
that's
be with.
But some mamas be don't want that. Some mamas be feeling like be hating it and see that this girl actually do love you like I do and I hate.
Exactly.
That's and what I'm saying. She don't want to lose she's getting her spot. That attention.
Exactly. But that's hate though.
Yeah, of course. I ain't knocking.
I ain't saying that's the majority, but that happens. You got some mamas like
and they do little spiteful shit. You know what I'm saying? To make throw you pick shit side. In the mix. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, no, I already had said that in stone with my sisters, my mama, everybody. Like, I'm not getting in the middle of y'all shit. If you don't like Shantae, Shantae don't like you. Y'all figure that out.
Yeah.
Because I ain't going to be able to pick no side because I'm on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So y'all figure that out. Ain't no call me and because I know you doing little shit, she doing little shit. I know what it is. I know my wife some bullshit. I know my sister some bullshit. I know my mama some bullshit. I'm not getting in the middle of that. Then I got to pick.
Yeah.
And
she, my mama might be right this time, or my sister may be right this time, or my wife may be right this time. But now when I say who right, I gotta go home and be wrong.
Yeah, I ain't doing
so
that.
So I ain't even getting in none of this.
Yeah.
Cause she was wrong last time, but I ain't say she was wrong, but I said she was right. Man, y'all figure that shit out. Today done figured it out. Then I ain't, don't call him.
Yeah.
He ain't in it. I can't be in that.
Yeah.
My daughter and my wife, they have disagreement. I would like to tell them, I love both of y'all. I ain't in that, though. Y'all figure that out as women. Because as soon as I pick a side, I got to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If one
argument. You pick a side. Boy, you, boy.
You, well, you chose went, side. Yeah.
Huh?
You chose side. You chose your side. Yeah. You a op.
Yeah.
You got to stay on that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because I learned from experience doing that.
Women are possessive as fuck.
Yes.
That's just what it is.
Yes.
Like, the mama possessive, the child possessive, aunties, everything. We all possessive, especially about the men we love. If it's a man we love, it's like, no, bitch, stay away. The mama stay away. Anybody could stay away if they're going to take a little bit of the love away from me. That's just what it is. So women going to always bump heads. If it's your mama, your daughter, everybody going to bump heads.
I'm going to tell you what I do straighten it. Divide and conquer shit. I straighten that. Like, let each know. You're not going to make me love her less. You're not going to make me love her less. You're not going to, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So if you're trying to be spiteful to tell me something, that's not going to work.
Right.
Like, I'm going to let you know when you're wrong in that, because that's implement me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever y'all got going on, y'all can do that amongst y'all. When y'all put me in, I'm going to let you know if you're right or wrong. Mm-hmm. That's the only time.
I feel that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, the moral of the story is, Jade.
Moral of the story is?
Get off my dick.
Stop big grind.
Yeah, get off my dick.
We said all that shit to go back to that.
Don't. I'm gonna keep that to myself.
You can't idolize people, man.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can't. You can have an idol.
Yes. You can't worship people.
You can't worship people.
No, don't worship people.
Not a person. You can't because you don't. See, I've had rappers in the past that I'll be like, "It's my favorite rapper. Like, I fuck with this nigga. Mm-hmm. I learned something from this nigga." And then, but when you meet him, it's like, what? You ain't them raps.
Right.
This nigga.
So that's why you gotta just take the message.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same way with pastors and podcasters or whatever. Take the message. Or take whatever it is that you gain from these people, whatever you learn from these people. Don't try to take the person.
Don't try to hold them accountable to the message.
Yes, because then once you do that, you start to grow resentment and hatred towards that person because you
feel like they let you
down.
Them,
yeah, so. You feel like they let you down.
Yeah.
How I let you down? I just told you what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I ain't say, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but for real though.
Yeah.
Because people hold you to that. Like.
Yeah.
They'll hold you to some shit. You just because you read the whole Bible, you know what the whole Bible say and mean, and you can teach it, don't mean you live it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what people got to start understanding.
You're just an instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like a people that teach you how to get rich. Most of them don't be rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But teaching you how to get rich is how they about to get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I may know how to do this shit, never made no money off of doing it. I just made money off of telling you how to do it. And you may go get rich off doing it. But I ain't never made no money off of that shit I told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That deep, but that shit happens. Like the pastors, they could tell you, adultery is wrong, this is wrong, 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 wrong. And be right.
Mm-hmm. But living wrong.
But living wrong.
Man.
How is he wrong?
When you can't, I mean, if you ever kick
how is he wrong?
He just know, but hey man, that shit, hey, living by that shit hard, but you know, this is what I'm telling you, you got to do. It's kind of like,
the people like with those seminars and shit and like the.
Oh, the panels?
Yeah, the panels and you know what I'm saying, all that shit. Like that they get, that's how they get their money off
exactly.
of.
I'm gonna show you how
off of your need to want to know.
I'm gonna show you how to make $1 million. You sell this $10,000 shit 100 times.
Yeah.
This $10,000 promo package. That's how they be making their money.
Yeah.
Ain't never made it before they sold you that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then back to the church shit, it's like, yeah, he know that shit wrong, but shit, he trying to get right too.
Yes.
He a pastor because
look
he
at the nigga that just got robbed.
Nigga
in New York that just got robbed. You know, the dude that had the
jewelry?
Yeah, he had the jewelry. The niggas ran in the congregation and, like, robbed him in the congregation or whatever.
But he won them social media pastors.
He, like, you know, he had all this jewelry. He had all these cars. He had this million-dollar house and all these properties and shit. But his congregation was in a bodega in New York that wasn't even as big as this.
Very popular.
But he was having, you know, like, his constituents you know, donate all of their money and this and that to uphold
the luxury lifestyle,
which also included his luxury lifestyle. And now they're trying to say, like, they're trying to figure out whether or not he set up the robbery and, like, all this shit, whatever, whatever.
Oh, he doing like that.
Yeah, like, he's playing big time. But it's just like, you know.
He's scamming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not a messenger. He's a scammer.
Yeah, but it's just like, until the big heist, it was working.
That's
a big heist.
The big heist. What we doing, Scream?
Hey, follow us at www.bigfactspod.com or visit us, I should say, and follow us at
Big Facts Friday.
Big Facts.
Big Facts Pod.
Keep going. You got it.
Big Facts. Ad-libber.
Ad-libber.
Follow us at Big Facts Pod. Follow us at Big Facts Friday. And
Big Facts Live. Big Facts Live. Yeah.
Salute.
Appreciate y'all tuning in.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.